This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 14th, brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith says it took plenty of compromise to gain 218 votes yesterday for the E-15 bill in the House.
Overall, there was an understanding that the SREs were ending up in places they didn't need to be. Having a refiner dial down output so as to qualify for SREs, you know, that was never intended. And as one of my constituents said the other day, that doesn't sound like a very energy dominant thing to do. This is common sense. It's consumer choice. It's expanded markets. And many of my, shall we say, non-corn colleagues, they understand the pretty basic math that corn prices being what they are now is not sustainable and would require assistance otherwise if we don't strengthen the market.
Smith says the vote was a win for farmers and consumers. He hopes that momentum carries to the Senate.
It boiled down to that consumer choice. I would imagine the opponents from the outside will continue their message to the Senate. I think that, you know, if the Senate decides to tweak something, I want to keep an open mind in terms of continuing to move the ball down the field so that we still get the votes, though. I don't want to see something happen and all of a sudden we lose a bunch of votes from some changes. But I think we defied history in many ways yesterday, and so it's historic. And the bipartisan aspect of this, I think, helps tee it up in the Senate. You know, the fact that more than 90 Democrats voted for the bill, 123 Republicans, or 120-some Republicans, this is we haven't seen this for a while. And I think many of my colleagues have already said that they find it to be very positive, that it's a good statement for the institution as well.
Smith says he hopes the savings at the pump from the summer E15 waivers will carry to consumers year round.
But when you look at, you know, various products at the pump from non-ethanol to ethanol, and we're talking 52 cents difference is savings. With an ethanol product, you know, that's going to vary from various pumps, various states, and those numbers can change a little bit. You know, we've seen with the seasonal E15 that it works. The infrastructure can deliver it very effectively. You know, the retailers have been so supportive along the way.
The Nebraska Republican says he's keeping an eye on President Trump's visit to China this week and the review of USMCA. Smith says farmers need demand.
Producers tell me all the time that they want to sell for the market and rather than just wait for a check from the government. As it relates to trade, to me, there's no such thing as stagnation or treading water on trade. We are either gaining ground or we are losing ground. For 4 years of Biden, we were losing ground. Our trading partners expected far more out of us. Now, I'm not saying that our trading partners necessarily love tariffs, but I don't think it surprised any of our trading partners that President Trump has really been aggressive on trade, and we have seen concessions from other countries already.
Smith says he recognizes damages to crops and livestock from wildfires and other natural disasters. He believes Congress will provide help for farms and ranches when the time comes.
Yesterday's vote, I think, indicates many members of Congress understand the need because prices are so low. Yesterday, it was in the form of supporting E15. You know, that's 2 billion bushels of added demand for corn. I think they did that with hoping to avoid the necessity for other payments. If we get to the necessity of other payments, I think my colleagues will stand in the gap.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.